Five.
League of Endzone. Dances Podcast.
What is up, LED Nation? We are back. Martin brought me back from retirement to do this podcast. Because frankly, I went 1-0 and I had an amazing pick'em week. And so I'm feeling pretty super excited about this. Martin, how you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm here. So that probably means I won. So I figure we probably should record while we have some W's and we don't have any losses yet. Because once those start rolling in, it's going to get a lot harder to get up for these podcasts. So let's do it right now.
We got the usual crew. And so rounding out the trio. Ant, welcome back, my man.
Hey, it feels good to get it 1 week in. I didn't get the W, but still like my chances.
Yeah, your team was pretty impressive, man. I saw like almost all your players scored in double digits. Like nobody really threw out a dud.
Nobody put up 20, though.
Yeah, that's true. You
know? But yeah, no, you can't complain about that. No one got hurt. You know, everybody made it through. I liked how your team started too, Steve, and you got some good players looking good going into the future. Your draft's turning out to be pretty good, man.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that just happened. And then we have our B-League correspondent, the man, the myth, Fernando, all the way in San Francisco. How's it going, man?
What up, guys? Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Fernando is the, what do they call it? It's the big ticket guy. He's the one that moves the rankings. All right, so let's get these listens going. Fernando is going to give us, market mover. That's exactly what Fernando is. He's here to provide us with more downloads so that we get some of the B-leaguers to listen as well.
For sure,
might get
man.
A whole extra 5 listens, maybe for like.
Yeah, let's get those numbers.
Wait, we need our ratings to go up, bro.
Yeah, we do. Otherwise, this is going to go away. This is going to go away quick. We're probably going to do 3 weeks and then call it a day. All right, hey Mark, you want to get into the top news?
Sure. But you're the host, Steve. You're the one out of retirement, so I think you can kick it off.
All right. Well, I think you heard that drop. But yeah, let's talk about Elijah Mitchell. And I got to tell you, man, I'm pretty excited. So I paid, 150? I forget what the exact number was. But I had a feeling that you were going to throw your entire budget. So here's my throughout the day, just to give you the play-by-play. Yesterday, what was going on? I was texting with Mario. I was like, hey, I think Ant's going to go all in. I currently have my bid $1 more than Ant's max budget. And then later out in the day, I was like, F it. Especially when Mostert went down for the whole year. I was like, F it. I'm going to increase that bid right before I sleep. And I wake up. You know, I sleep at like 9:30, 10. I'm like, boom, I got him. I'm pretty excited, man.
You know, I was going to ask you if you were thinking about me when you're deciding.
Oh, yeah. You're always on my mind.
I was actually kind of proud of you to, you know, have the courage to lay it on the line. You know, one thing people may not notice is that if you save your money for the later half of the league, let's say a guy like Elijah Mitchell hits the market, you only get him for, I don't know, 5 or 6 games, where right. if you did it on week one, your value of those dollars and you get that many games,
right.
It can really become a home run pick. You know, he does blow. And I, you know, with Mostert going down, you saw the way he ran, he passed the eyeball test for me. You know, Trey Sermon kind of on Shanahan's shit list or whatever's going on there. Yeah. Either way, he passed the eye test. The Niners run really well and he's a spry rookie. So, I like the pick for you. So we'll see. Congrats, man.
Yeah. Stop, brother. The one thing that stood out to me about this one was that we got 12 of 14 participants in that waiver, with the smallest bid being $47. So we had serious bids pretty much from everyone in the league. Really, really high bids. I mean, I doubt we see guys bid this high on another player later this year. What I will say, though, is that there is a chance of this backfiring and ending up, you know, being in a gigantic waste of money. I don't think you can just scratch off Trey Sermon. I mean, at the moment, it's not looking good, but I can't see him just being a healthy scratch every week. I think with Mostert going down for the year, I think you're definitely going to see some Sermon this week. Who knows how much that is? But definitely, I agree with Anthony. I think the fact that you can grab this, this big of a player, a potential RB1 in week one, I think the aggressiveness definitely makes sense, because like he said, if he were to emerge later in the season and you were to spend that much money, I mean, you are only going to get him for those handful of games versus maybe the entire season at this point. So I like the move early on versus later in the year, definitely. But I don't, you know, I'm not ready to say Elijah Mitchell is the answer and he's going to be the workhorse in SF. I don't know if that's going to happen, but definitely he did pass the eye test though.
You know, to add to that, I you know, you said 12 out of 14 people were, you know, thinking about how much to put on that. And while everybody was looking at Elijah Mitchell, I thought you were pretty sly on picking up Hasty.
Right.
I thought he looked pretty good too. He didn't look as good as Mitchell, but he did look fine. And in that offense, I mean, having a piece of it, it most likely another guy will probably get hurt throughout the season. So any running back, there's a big opportunity in that offense.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. Although, you know, people, you know, there's another knock that there's another narrative that Shanahan likes to rotate running backs. And I think that's a legit concern. However, given the fact that Mitchell plays so well, and we pretty much saw how they rotated backs in that game, and they didn't at all, right? I mean, they just gave the ball to Mitchell. And so I think it's safe to at least assume similar usage going forward. But the fact that he did play so well, I think you have to kind of give him the nod that he has kind of earned that job, at least for the time being.
Fernando, what happened in the B League with Mitchell?
The B League, that was one of our biggest moves. There's about 10 out of 14 managers bidded from $30, and the most that spent was $100 by Danny, manager of Revenge Tour. I got my input on that as well. I think, like you guys were saying, it's best to spend money now, use them, get the most out of them right now, because I think later depends on if Shanahan's going to use Hasty and Sermon. But I also know that Wilson's coming back too by week 6, because he just got his knee scoped out in May, and I think he's working. But they're keeping that hush hush. But he'll be back in week 6 after the bye week. So that's one guy I just picked up today, just to keep him stashed away until he comes back.
You know, that's a good move. You know, people going on the IR, you're not using that spot. You know, some guy like him, like Michael Thomas. You know, it sucks when you put any kind of big capital in that, but it is a tactic that, you know, it doesn't hurt nothing to have a guy on your IR. So
that's the move I made today. Seeing them, I know everyone's talking about all these Mitchell, Hasty, and Sermon, but I'm just gonna wait in the back, because I do have a strong running back core at the moment. So I'm just using this guy, you know, just for future, for bye weeks, and or if he does blow up a couple of games out, they always, you know, whoever has a hot hand on the 49ers.
And, you know, to add to that, like, if your team already has good running back depth and you're probably not going to play Mitchell, I wouldn't think it's wise to spend all your waiver money on it.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Team need, you know, you want to use that waiver money for need. So, I mean, depending on, you know, how well your core is, it's not a always play to always go after each, you know, a guy like Mitchell.
Yeah that's right.
Yeah. I do good think, though, that this might be one of the few opportunities to get a potential RB1 off the waiver wire. I mean, I don't
in a great offense.
Yeah. And one of the best offenses in the league. And so I really don't mind the aggressiveness. And, you know, I think if you guys look across your fantasy leagues, I mean, I don't think you'll find one where you didn't see him go for nearly a max bid. That pretty much happened across the board in all three of my leagues.
Yeah, me too.
I think Danny, the reason he made that, because the only running back he has on his team was for his starting running back is Saquon Barkley. Because I know he has Jacobs and Drake. And, you know, having those two guys from Monday night, I don't think they did any value. So I can see where he's coming from, making that $100 bid to get the RB1 now. And then he can always, you know, let the chips fall later, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Good move. All right. Mario, you want to go into the B League update now?
Oh, so yeah, we did have a couple of trades from Presley. Not super notable, although a little glaring for what he got in return. We had Galladay go for 5 waiver dollars to Jeff, and we had OBJ go for 15 waivers to me, with another 5 waivers if he plays on Sunday which unfortunately he's been already ruled out. Any reaction to those trades, Ant?
I would like to know what Steve's first thought is.
No, go for it. And I mean, I'm just here to move.
No, I think Martin had it. It's kind of glaring for five waiver dollars. I mean, Kenny Golladay and OBJ are, you know, potential WR1s, you know. So for five scrub dollars, I mean, you're practically just giving away, you know.
Yeah, it is pretty cheap. It's a low risk, high reward type of thing. I think OBJ might be a little bit wash, but I like the Golladay too.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say that, you know, these are quote
it's 15
unquote,
waivers
fair like, trades.
Yeah,
but you know, this is kind of what happens when you draft seven wide receivers and five tight ends. So
in a row,
Presley, and still manage to win in week one. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little bit. Yeah. All right, Martin. All right. Anything else you want to cover before we hit the big league?
No, I think that's it for news all right. for the A League.
Well, we got our big B League correspondent, Fernando. Give us what happened in week one.
All right, guys. Week one, I think everyone did well, but there can only be a couple winners. So the first, Trey Area defeated who the fuck is Trey Daly? That's Daryl's team. Alvin's team defeated Robbie's team, the Trey Area team. Former A-leaguer Mike defeated Sonny, one-year wonder. Grace defeated A.A. Ron's team. Min defeated Danny. And your cousin Mayo defeated Brett. So, and today there's about 14 waiver wire moves. This is probably one of the most moves done in one day on the waiver wire. So, big ups to all the managers doing those moves. So, I'm proud of everyone spending money today.
What about Patrick Wilson? How did he go for today?
Patrick Wilson, yeah, he just got picked up right now.
I'm sorry, Tim Patrick is what I meant to say.
Oh yeah,
I was about to say.
He's like, yeah, okay,
you know, literally at 9:31 when I put 13 waivers.
Yeah.
Trey Area's team just picked them up like literally 7 minutes ago, so I had to update it to 14.
Wait, which Trey Area team?
Yeah.
Trey Area's team. Tree.
Yeah. So this one, it looks like it's a. So there's too many Trey Areas, but this one, Trey Area's team, it is. It looks like Robbie. It's Robbie.
All right. Okay. And which Trey Area? Which Trey Area is that one?
Oh, that one's Robbie.
I know, no, but how does he spell it? Like, what's his team name?
Oh, he just added the team.
Okay.
So he added the.
You have to clarify when there's five guys.
Yeah, because there's Trey Area, Trey Area, and then Trey Area's team, and the Trey, and then the Trey of Trey.
Oh my goodness, that was a great rundown, Fernando. There's a lot of complicated team names in there.
He's really getting out of hand.
Yeah.
So, there's only one Trey Lance, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that was a great rundown. It really was. Alvin defeated this guy. This guy defeated this guy. This guy defeated this guy. You really prepared that one, Fernando. I mean, you brought it. You brought it for that wrap-up.
I didn't want to, because I want to confuse you guys if I gave you all those names.
Okay.
It was good. It was fast. It was to the point.
I like
point.
It. Yeah.
Hey, Fernando,
yeah,
who scored the most points?
I did.
And what kind of score did you get?
My score was for one six. Let me see. It was 163.66 to 140.52.
And who went off for you?
Oh, Tyreek Hill. That was my first pick in the draft.
Nice.
Because I was seated number ninth, so he was the best player at the ninth position. So I just went who was the best player at the ninth on every position. That's how I drafted, and it went well for me.
And you drafted from Disneyland, right?
Yes, how'd that go? I was drafting on the Dumbo ride, on the Peter Pan ride, on the Roger Rabbit ride, and then luckily we took a little break. We went on the It's a Small World, so that's why majority got all my picks on
the Small
okay,
World.
Okay,
yeah. So
hey, Fernando,
that's commitment.
Fernando,
yeah, have you?
So for us in the A League, I think a lot of people have their eyes on Sonny and Mike. Have you looked at their team? Who do you think out of these two teams has a better chance of punching their ticket back to the A League next year?
To be honest, I think Sonny's team's a little bit more wrong.
Sonny did lose to Mike in week one, though.
Yes, he did lose to him, but on paper, his team is a little bit better. I think they'll be more. I think he'll put the eight I think he'll get in the playoffs, and I don't think Mike will, because I don't think Mike has confidence on his team, because he sent me a trade from Landry for Chris for Chase Edmonds, and I declined that right away.
Hey, just so you know, Mike's gonna make the playoffs.
You think so?
He makes it every year.
It's very.
I mean, I think because we have 8 seats, so I think he has a better chance. No, I think they
seven,
both
seven,
they
bo- not eight.
Oh, seven. Oh, okay. I saw the settings, Mike. Yeah, Martin, you better check that.
Yeah, no, I have to make it 8 because it's a little bit manual. Yeah, and then we just have to force that 8th team.
Oh, lose. Got it. Makes sense. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, now I got the information now. Thank you.
All right, Fernando, that was a great wrap up.
Yeah.
Thanks for filling us in on the B-League, man.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
And make sure you put it on Discord, you know, all the B-Leaguers. Go listen.
No,
it's fire.
For sure, man. I'll get everybody on it.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, Fernando. Thanks.
All right, brother.
See ya.
All right,
Fernando.
All right, guys. Let's go into a new game that I have called Bake or Take. It's kind of like buy or sell. Bake if you're going to sell, and take if you're going to take it. All right. You ready for this, Ant?
Let's do it.
Let's go rapid fire. Let's get the music back up. All right. Jalen Hurts, being a top tier quarterback, he finished seventh in points as a numbered seventh QB in week one. Ant, you're going to buy it, bake or take this?
I'm going to take it. I think he could be a Lamar Jackson type year. He's got the potential. He could run for 1,000, and, you know, he's got that new wide receiver. It doesn't look too bad.
Martin?
I'm going to take this one too. Speaking of Lamar Jackson, I saw a stat that said that Jalen Hurts he's already has 5 300 yard passing games, and guess what? Lamar Jackson has zilch or something like that.
I heard some other stat where he was the third most fantasy points or fourth most, whatever, in the first 5 games, joining Mahomes and a few others that are like elite. I was like, whoa, that's pretty insane. So yeah, I'm going to take that one too. All right, Martin, you're going to lead this one. Both Detroit running backs having fantasy values, both scored more than 20 points, at least 20 points, and finished as RB5 and RB6 for the week. Bake or take?
I'm going to take this one too. I think Jared Goff is check down city. I think it's obvious after watching that first game against the Niners that this guy does not like to throw the ball down deep. He likes to check it down to his running backs. He likes to go to his safety valve, TJ Hockenson. And so, yeah, I see both of these guys having value in both the rushing game and receiving game. Both guys both got, I think, about like almost 10 targets each. So they were both heavily involved in both the ground and the air.
And,
you know, I'm only going to take it on Swift. I think there's a big talent discrepancy between him. The other guy's fine. Williams is fine. But I think Swift is a really good player. And, you know, when you're trying to win the game, you got to keep your good player out there. I know the other guy had a good game against the Niners. Niners D didn't look that great. However, I do think Swift could be one of the elite running backs in the league.
Yeah, I think they're going to be blown out a lot. And so it seems like those two and Hockenson are the main targets for the Detroit Lions. Let's move on to Chandler Jones. Holy cow, he finished as the top scorer of the week with 38 points. And you're going to bake or take Chandler Jones finishing as a top 15 fantasy player if we exclude all quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think I'll take it. I think he has a good chance. I mean, 35 points first week. This guy has always been pretty good. I can't believe no one had him.
I know.
I guess because he get the linebacker position and he's really like a defensive end. But this guy's for real. Arizona looked like they were for real. And, you know, games like that you're capable, it's a game changer. You can win the week from him.
Warren?
I'm going to have to bake this one. Top 15 player, I think he has no chance of that. I mean, you have to average you have to finish with about 300 points to be top 15. I guess if you take out quarterbacks, you take out quite a few of those, but top 15, it seems like a real big stretch.
No, you're
really
right. Shocking. You're right on that.
It is really shocking that he was not on anyone's team. Although at the same time, you never want to have a guy score that many points against you, especially in IDP. So
yeah,
I think it's a big relief that nobody had to play against that. But yeah, he had 19 sacks last year. So yeah, it's really shocking that nobody had him. I looked it up and he was the third best linebacker last year. But he is a pass rusher. So I guess sometimes, you know, sometimes guys don't want to, roll the dice with pass rushers at their linebacker position. But yeah, I'm going to bake this one. I think he's going to finish as a top linebacker, but top 15 overall, no chance.
No, I agree with that, actually. Top 15 is not going to happen.
Well, Mr. IDP, Steven got him up right now. So, all right, guys, that ends it for this week's Take or Bake. All right, this is the only reason
music,
like,
man. It's amped.
I like the segment. It's good.
All right, Martin, what do you want to cover next? You have some notes.
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
We can just go to the pick-up.
All right, let's do the pick-em.
You don't want to cover week one?
We're going to do that. Let's cover week one while we're doing pick-em.
Well, all right.
Throw in some light.
Well, this week's previews. One thing can note is that there was a nail-biter of a finish to the top weekly pot between Doug and Edmund. I think so far it hasn't been corrected. So as it stands, Edmund still will take that by 0.02 over Doug.
I've seen Thursday stat corrections.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen. So it may not be final just yet.
I think, here's what I thought. Like, I thought about doing the week one recap. Let's just throw it all in as we talk about these week's teams just to keep it more short on time. We're not doing an hour and a half type of podcast. So that was my thought process there.
Okay. I see what you're saying. We can kind of talk about the teams this week.
This is what we
touch
get
base
when we have an experienced host. Yeah.
I'm always thinking about the time. Like, okay, how do we move these on? All right. We got our first matchup. We've got the commish Martin going up against top point earner of week one, Ed. Ant, go ahead. Lead it off for us.
Okay. So Ed, he's the one who has Swift. he took a big hit with, Dobbins. What's his name? Dobbins going down.
Then I took a hit with Edwards.
You took a hit with Edwards. And so for Ed to still come out and put up the top points of the week is pretty good. This looks like a pretty close matchup. Martin last week didn't start Christian Kirk when he had the stack with Kyler Murray. Looks like he's going to start him this week.
Yes, sir.
McCaffrey's a beast. Kyler Murray looks like potential MVP. I went with Martin on this one.
Martin, I'm sure you picked yourself.
I picked myself, but I don't. I'm not confident that I'm going to win this week. I probably should pick Edmund if I want to get that pick right. But I just don't like my wide receivers as much. I think his receivers, I would very much prefer his over mine. I don't love starting Waddle, although he had a nice game last week. Same with Kirk. Although both guys had nice games last week, I still don't think they're confident starts. If you had other better players, you'd think you would probably go with those other options. And I think just for that reason, I just feel like Ed is probably a little more, there's less of a chance of his guys dudding. I think there's a little bit more chance of my guys dudding. And so, yeah, I'm going to give Ed the nod here.
Yeah, I gave Ed the nod too. I was just looking at matchups and I think Fournette should be all right against Atlanta. It was atrocious against New Orleans, but I see Swift I see Green Bay blowing out Detroit again and Swift having a similar type of game and then Mixon probably continuing his hot streak. And like I said, I agree with you. I like his receivers a little bit better than yours. So I gave him a slight edge. All right, let's see. All right. The next one on the junket is we got Wu versus Ant. Martin, I'm going to let you lead this off.
I'm going to go with Jeff here. I think Jeff's team just looks a little bit better. Montgomery, I will say that I haven't had a lot of good things to say about him over the years, but on Sunday night, he did kind of impress me. He looked pretty spry. He looked like he had a little burst. He looked elusive and decisive as a runner. And I think he really passed the eyeball test. I've been really down on him a lot over the years. And I think for the first time, he kind of impressed me. And so he may be a lot better of an option than I gave him credit for. He is still a workhorse. And for those reasons, I think Jeff's team's just a little bit better. And so I'm going to go with Jeff here.
Ant, defend your team, man.
Arizona shut down Tennessee really good. And, Kirk Cousins, Minnesota, and Thielen, they were kind of getting shut out the entire game, and they had this late surge, went into overtime. I see a big potential with Arizona being at home. So if they shut them down, that would kind of ruin his stack there. But just pretty solid everywhere. I think my team's pretty strong too. I don't really have like a super weak point in my my lineup, but no real superstar. Trey still on the bench, so he's coming soon. So I think it's going to be tight. I picked myself. You know, it depends on who gets hurt. You know, if everyone stays healthy, we'll see what happens.
You know, I'm going to change my pick. And so recurrently, Jeff, I picked Jeff. I forget exactly why, but you know what? I agree with you. I think Arizona's defense looks legit. Chandler Jones might go off again. I'm going to pick you, and that's going to make it 8-5, 8-6. Jeff is winning. All right. Next matchup. Yeah, man. You convinced me. That's why I always let you guys go first. I'm just here to just move things along. All right. We've got what looks to be the lock of the week. Prez probably being the only one picking himself this week, but we got John versus Prez. Ant, lead us off.
I mean, sometimes I don't even click on the preview and I just kind of went with John.
I think that's what everyone does.
It's hard to pick against John. I think it's going to be hard looking at his team. I mean, I don't trust Henry. I think he's going to slide a little bit this year, but he's got Adams. He's got Hill. He's got Jonathan Taylor. It's really, unless there's one of these guys, and he's got Jalen Hurts. So unless one of these guys are on a bye, it's going to be hard to really pick against John all year long.
And he's got Leonard too.
Yeah,
his team has a lot of firepower right now. I mean, he's going to have the high projection until one guy gets hurt. Until then, he kind of has the studs going. And then Hurts filling that could be a major difference maker as well. The fact that he went cheap on quarterback and could get that kind of output.
Right.
But you know what? Presley's team is actually, he's got some good guys. I mean, he left CeeDee Lamb on the bench. He left Gronk on the bench.
Why?
Both those guys went off.
I thought that was the dumbest move.
They were on IR, I believe.
No, they weren't. Well, they both went
not
off.
Not CeeDee Lamb.
And Gronk.
I don't
mind
they were
the
on
Gronk
IR.
Bench, but I was like, why are you benching CeeDee Lamb?
They were starting.
No, I'm talking about on his team.
Oh.
Yeah, he had CeeDee on IR. He had Gronk on the bench.
Why?
He still has. He still
doesn't
has,
answer the why question.
I mean, DeAndre Hopkins too. I mean, he looks like he could be the best receiver. Julio Jones is not. He's not going to be terrible. So I still think Presley can put up numbers. I mean, he got his output from Marquise Brown. I wouldn't have started him, but he came through. But if I were him, I'd get Gronk and Lamb in there because I think those two guys should have a great year.
Yeah.
And Dak Prescott, he impressed me putting up a fight against Brady. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, he looked great. Martin, who you got? I'm assuming you got John.
Yeah, I got John here too. Looks like no one's picking Presley for the second week in a row. No one gave him love in week one and he pulled off the upset against Ken. I'm still not buying it. I'm sorry. I still don't think his team's really that great. I just see like you're looking at the running backs and he's got Malcolm Brown and Philip Lindsay. I mean, you just can't confidently pick a team starting those two running backs. And so, yeah, this one's not, you know, too hard. I think you got to go John here.
He's not going to start those guys. He's just putting in scrubs.
right. Sorry, I missed that. But I still don't buy this team that much. I think Presley will have trouble this year, as he always does.
Let's see. All right, next matchup. I had a hard time picking this. Like I put some serious thought into this stuff. I ended up picking. Let me see where I forgot. I'm looking at the matchup right now. I ended up going with Steven. It's because I just liked his matchups a little bit better. And then he did pick up the Chandler Jones too. And so let's see if he starts him. Now he's got two really good linebackers. Martin, who do you end up picking in this matchup? Ken versus Steven.
I went with Ken. I think that he still has a pretty solid team. I think he came pretty close to beating Presley. There was I think he lost by like 10 points. Steven came out last week with a pretty low score. I think he barely broke 100 points. It looks like he's dealing with a little bit of some injuries from week one. And so I don't know. I think Ken probably will get the little bit of luck here and get the W.
And
you know, I kind of agree with you, Steve, on the matchups. I think Steven did get some bad luck on the first week. I think I forgot who got injured, but And I don't know.
Jerry Jeudy.
Oh yeah, man. I had high hopes for him too. I think it should be close. You know, Josh Allen not really having a great game at home. He's got to go to Miami. Justin Jefferson, he's going to be playing against the Arizona defense.
Right.
And then Atlanta was kind of a letdown. Calvin Ridley still going to get a good workload. But, I mean, if they can't sustain drives, that doesn't help the situation. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is nowhere near being a bell cow. I think he is what he is. He had his, you know, chance to become a big player, but he just doesn't seem like a full-time, which he'll still have some good games, but I don't think he'll be a superstar.
Yeah, and then he's got a tough matchup with Gaskin going against the Buffalo Bills, who gives up the second fewest fantasy points to the running back. So I kind of – Darrell Henderson actually looked good. A few plays I did end up watching in that game, I was like, whoa, this guy is running fast and hard. All right, let's move on to the next one. Next one, we got Doug versus Armand. Oof, it's 11-3 Doug, but I actually picked Armand. Who you got in this, Ant?
Who did I pick on this one? I think I went Doug. He still has that lethal combo with Mahomes and Kelsey. And, you know, Baltimore, they seem like they're in a little bit of a little hurting window. They had a lot of injuries. They let the Raiders beat them. And so that combo is going to give him. And, you know, Chris Carson looks like a pretty solid player, staying healthy. He looks like he gets a decent workload with Russell Wilson. So, you know, Brandon Cook surprised me as well. Godwin was solid. Armand, you know, I had a pretty high criticism on Jamar Chase. I kind of bought the camp hype saying that he's kind of a bum. He had a good game. Mike Williams, he still got some work, but man, watching him drop balls all day long. I still think Armand's team has potential, but I don't think it might take a little bit.
Martin?
Yeah, I went with Doug's team simply because of week one performance. I think there might be real questions on Green Bay's team. Rodgers did not play well at all that first game. I mean, it's hard to feel confident starting him or any Packers after watching that game.
Detroit.
I mean, it's one game, but you have to remember all the offseason drama that happened between the Packers and Rodgers. And you have to kind of wonder whether any of that is affecting his performance. And honestly, I would say it might be, you know, and, you know, he is kind of getting up there in age. And so I'm not sure. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I think there's legit concern for the Packers. And I, you know, I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that I'm a little bit worried.
I heard Rodgers got a new girlfriend. So I guess Danica wasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got his mind on something else.
he just didn't look sharp at all, man. I mean, it just, he looked so off. I mean, at times he was just lofting it up there and there was just not a receiver in sight and he would just get picked off. I mean, I don't know. It was just probably the worst performance that at least I've seen Rodgers play in a long time.
Yeah. I think they have a huge bounce back game. And I think that's why I gave a slight edge to Armand. I think Dalvin Cook, you know, Arizona did shut down Henry, but I think I kind of feel like they're going to come back and he'll be all right in the game. But I think Rodgers goes ham on Monday night.
I think that's so too. And Detroit is trash.
But most people would agree. Doug's got 11 votes for him, and then Armand's got 3. All right, next matchup. We got Dirty Mike and the Boys versus Roger. 6-8 for Dirty Mike and the Boys. One of the 6 being me. Martin, what you got to say for this matchup?
I went with Roger. I think Mike, you know, he lost Mostert, which is pretty unfortunate. I think he's just a little, I don't know. I don't love Eckler. And I think Najee kind of looked really, really weak out of the gate. There's big question marks on the Pittsburgh offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not sure that, you know, just based off that, you know, I'm confident picking Mike. And so just for that reason, I went with Roger.
Ant, you disagree?
I picked Mike. You know, with Atlanta looking really shitty, Tom Brady should carve them up. He's also got Mike Evans. He's not going to put up a dud. He did take a pretty good hit with Mostert going down. For the time being, he still has Najee and Eckler. Najee being a rookie, they have slow starts. So, I mean, buying him in an RB1, sometimes you have to bite that bullet. But I think he should be okay. Roger had to pull out Brandon Ayuk because I guess Shanahan's having a hard time with him as well. I had high hopes of him, but it's pretty concerning him only returning kicks, and that Sheffield guy was taking snaps. So I thought that was one of the guys that could be pretty good for his team.
Yeah. I think, what was I going to say for this one? Najee, you know, I'm not too concerned about him. He played 100% of the snaps, if I remember. You worried, any, you guys worried about Zeke at all?
I think he's a good buy low here.
A little bit. A little bit.
I'd be more worried about Saquon. They have a shittier offense. I think Zeke will still get his.
Yeah. All right. We got the last matchup. That's your boy, two young hoes in one cup versus Zach. I pick myself. I'm probably always just going to pick myself just because, you know what? I think it's good luck to pick yourself. But I'm feeling good. Let's see how Elijah Mitchell performs on the first day of my first week or the first game for my team. But I pick myself here. Martin, what do you think?
Yeah, I picked you as well. It looks like the league agrees.
11-3 right now.
It's really hard to to predict these things or really analyze these pick-ems, really. I mean, we're kind of just guessing here. But, yeah, I think just based off week one performance, you know, it's hard to confidently pick Zach after, you know, kind of the week that he had. Although he didn't do terrible, I think he kind of got some bad IDP games. I do like TJ Watt a lot better than JJ Watt. I think JJ, I'm not sure he's startable anymore for fantasy purposes.
That's a lot,
so yeah, I'm going to go with the guy that won last week and not the guy who lost. I'm going to go with you, Steve.
Thank you. It's the Watt brothers. And then we got the two Rams wide receivers going against each other in this matchup. And
you know, Steve, I thought you did a great job picking up Wilson and Lockett. Lockett got paid. He's always been a durable receiver, and you know they're gonna hook up for touchdowns. He went off for two of them. You get that double bonus. Russ looked solid. They're playing Tennessee, who Arizona carved them up. So Seattle's gonna be home. So I could see pretty big potential there. Cooper Kupp, I know you went after him because you saw me bidding on him. But nonetheless, he did pretty solid. He looks like it's going to be a pretty good offense. He's going to be one of the leaders of it. Aaron Jones will probably not have a shitty game like that. Playing in Detroit Monday night, I got to think he bounces back here. I did take you, but I think this one could be real close. Darren Waller was 19 targets for Zach, was spectacular. Alvin Kamara is going to get a huge workload. Antonio Brown looking like a WR1. And Robert Woods, just kind of like Cooper Kupp, is going to be pretty solid. So, you know, I'm a little concerned about Lamar Jackson. Just, you know, it's always a bad look, bad taste, you know, losing to the Raiders. So he still might be okay. But as of right now, I think I'd give you the nod, Steve.
Yeah, slight edge to me. Hey, one of the things I want to talk to you about, Ant, was you mentioned the last podcast you guys did about teams that stack actually have a higher percentage of making the playoffs. Is that true? Where did you read that stat?
I heard it from some fantasy analysts. I don't know if it's true, but you know, they have a lot of analytics in fantasy, especially in DFS. And they, you know, they have a pretty big backlog of figuring these things out, but you know, it makes sense too. Like, you know, it doesn't matter how many points you get. Although in our league, we do have that, but it really matters how many wins you get. And so if one of your guys gets lucky, say Tyler Lockett, he gets two touchdowns, you also get the bump from your quarterback as well. So you want to get lucky at the same time. I like it as a flyer too. If you have that third wide receiver where if he gets that bump, like a Christian Kirk, you know, if you ever had a pick between this guy, that would be the tiebreaker. You take the stack with your quarterback.
Yeah.
I definitely like that strategy a lot.
I think it's just more fun. I mean, I had Fuller and Watson last year, and I was like, Oh, touchdown. Okay, same guys. Love it. It's just way more fun. I think what I've taken approach is just, let's just have fun. And I think that's why I went all in on Mitchell.
Yeah, and I was trying to tell Martin, too, about this. It's like, you shouldn't draft based on the ADP because you let ADP dictates who you get. Draft the guys you want, you know? Yeah. If you don't like Cowboys guys, don't pick up Zeke. You know, if you like this guy, pick the guy that you want. You're going to have more fun watching the guys you see on TV, you know, watching the guys who are on Monday night all the time, you know, and so whatever they cost, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's so random anyway, just take the guys you want. And I think you have, psychologically, you'll have a better time too.
Yeah, totally. I agree, man. Martin, anything you want to end with? Anything I miss?
Yeah, I want to throw in a little waiver bonus as I always
do. Yeah.
This one's going to go out to both leagues. If there's any B-leaguers that suffered through that entire pick'em, that very detailed and analytical segment that we always have. But anyway, this one's easy. It's not trivia or anything. Send a GIF to the Discord that best describes how you're feeling about your team at the current moment. This one is for both leagues. The B-League, just send it to the Yahoo Fantasy app chat, since that's what those guys use. For the A-League, send it to the Discord general channel. Do that before the end of the week, and you get 5 waiver. Oh, and one more thing, Steve. One more thing. In an attempt to get or to build more engagement on our Discord channel, I'm going to start giving out a little weekly bonus to the most interesting person or most active person, whoever I feel like was the most, just added the most value that particular week. And so for week one, I'm going to give this one to Zach. He's going to get an extra 5 waiver. He's been sending some little sweet messages, wishing everybody good luck, talking about the ups and downs of the fantasy season. I didn't ask for any of this. I don't know what inspired him to write these messages, but think, Zach, for that, you get the week one most interesting manager on Discord. Congratulations. 5 waivers to you.
I like it. Shout out to you, Martin, for doing all this work. I mean, I don't think you guys know all the behind the scenes stuff that you do. What I would ask... Yeah. What I would ask us to do is, if we're going to continue doing this podcast, to have more of a rotating, just in case, you know, like, I know Armand probably wants to come on a couple of times. And so whoever's feeling good, let's have people on. It's always fun to listen to from my end, whether I'm here or not.
Well, you know, I always ask everyone to come on, but you know, we have to be honest with ourselves. Not everyone is built for the live air. Not everyone's built for this big audience. They can't handle this pressure of being on the podcast, Steve.
You know, Steve, something's changed. You know, I'm actually shocked you listened to the last one. I didn't know you're a listener.
I'm always a listener. I said, that's why I told Martin. I was like, I don't want to be on. I'll listen. And he's like, come on. And so.
But you got the Fantasy Pros little ticker on your Yahoo.
Yes, sir.
You spent all your waiver money. I mean,
I know, who is this guy, right?
And now you have an opportunity to be the most active player to build back your waiver stack, you know?
Yes, sir.
You got an opportunity to grind right here.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? There's going to be more opportunity to,
correct,
to
yeah,
get more waivers.
So if people want to add, I mean, if you want to earn a little more waiver money, you know,
you could bet, you could gamble.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Be interesting on the channel, you know, type some things, let yourself be heard. Don't be an admin, you know, let us feel
shots fired.
Let us feel like we're playing with you.
Yes. Yeah.
What about, let's make a bet right now.
Okay. Oh, you, us between us three.
Yeah.
Oh, Fernando's here too. All right.
Okay. How about this? Okay.
Let's put the music back on.
We'll put $5 in the pot. And whoever scores the most points out of the three of us.
All right, let's go.
Well, let me check if I have $5.
The 5 waiver dollars.
I know, I'm checking.
Oh,
we got 11.
I got 11.
11.
Oh, wait, I want to risk half my budget on this.
You have 11?
Yeah, he spent a lot.
What do you got, Steve?
I got 27.
It's time to build it up.
Let's go. I'm game. That was fun with Dirty Mike when we had 5 waiver dollars on the line. Martin, what do you say?
I'm going to have to pass on this. I'm too broke.
Fair enough. But do you validate the bet? You validate the bet?
I validate the bet with juice.
Fair enough.
For the rules.
I have no idea what that means. I'm not
don't
a gambling guy. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right. And anything else? Any parting words?
No, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, this was a lot of fun. Hopefully we continue doing this. Like I said, let's try to get some more people. I'm always down to listen. I love listening to you guys. So let's try to do that. Martin, anything else you want to cover before you say goodbye? It's 10 o'clock, way past my bedtime.
Just remember, guys, anytime you lose to the commish, it's good, Carmen.
All right. Fernando, thank you so much for coming back on. He had to listen to this. Guys, we will hopefully see you next week. Until then, have a great week. See ya.
All right, guys. Good night.